Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All right, 6-12 all week long here in the morning. It's been with Dave Cohen, Malone versus the phone, Peyton Malone, WWL Forecast Center, against the iPhone forecast. So I'm looking at the phone right now, 41 degrees with a high today of 63, 40% chance for showers, 75% chance for showers tomorrow, highs of 70. Then it turns really cold and windy on Sunday. And they're saying on Wednesday, 60% chance for showers on Tuesday with highs of 38. Then they're saying Wednesday, I think, is the chance of accumulations of snow. And Peyton Malone's not quite ready to, I hate to say admit, but he's not quite ready to commit to that. But we'll have to see a 30% chance for snow on Wednesday. And I don't know how much is going to accumulate or not, but I'm sure Justin Buechler, who joins us now, an associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio, is chuckling at our thoughts of snow. How you doing, Justin?
Well, we have some snow up here. It's a little bit colder, so I hope you enjoy a little bit of snow down there.
It's a big deal for us, man. I'm going to tell you what, the whole city is, it's kind of like when you guys get, I guess, a blizzard or something like that, where the whole city is paralyzed, because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to deal with any of that. We're just, you know, I just say shut it down, let everybody play in the snow if we can. Let's talk about the president's nominees. I see a headline here in a local newspaper that Governor Jeff Landry is saying that the confirmation of Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Director. And look, the governor is a hard right politician. He caters to the hard right. He said he urges quick approval for Kristi Noem as Mardi Gras nears, leaving politics out of it. I certainly hope the Department of Homeland Security has more continuity than to fall apart as one director leaves and another comes in. Thoughts? Or any cabinet department?
Yeah, so Homeland Security itself, it's sort of a weird department. If you remember how that was created after September 11th in order to consolidate a lot of different departments in order to make sure we had better communication between various agencies in order to prevent the kind of breakdown that prevented the sharing of intelligence that prevented the sharing of intelligence that might, had we had better communication, have prevented 9/11. So we will have people in place at all of the individual agencies, even if there's a bit of a delay in confirmation. But hopefully we will have quick approval. It's unclear exactly how long all of the approvals will take. Kristi Noem will probably be confirmed pretty quickly. I don't think that's going to be one of the most controversial. There are some controversies, and within the defense and intelligence world, obviously, we had the really contentious hearings for Pete Hegseth. We have the question swirling around Tulsi Gabbard. So we have some possibly contentious confirmation processes, but I don't think Kristi Noem is going to be the big one. But even so, there will be people in place at the agencies like the FBI and the CIA. So I wouldn't be all that worried about that, although, we certainly want people in place as quickly as possible for national security.
And I'm just wondering about the continuity of government. I guess primarily the question is, I'm not trying to pick on Governor Landry. He caters to the far right and the MAGA crowd. I understand that. That's where his political base is. That's what he does. But I don't want him to give the country the idea that, hey, Mardi Gras is not safe or the Super Bowl is not safe if Kristi Noem doesn't get confirmed right away. If you're for Kristi Noem, that's fine. Come out and do that. But just don't make any artificial linkage. That's the only thing I'm saying. And when it comes to these cabinet nominees and continuity of government, whether it is Homeland Security, Department of Defense, and this goes, I guess, to the nature of having an outsider and somebody that Trump has appointed. A lot of people that are, quote, outsiders that will want to, quote, shake up the departments. But there has to be continuity of these departments so that the country functions. Accurate?
Yeah, that's right. And it's important to remember then that we have different layers of government. There is a lot of continuity. The top layers are the layers that require Senate confirmation. And below that, we have a lot of civil service positions, which are going to remain constant within the military. The officers stick around. We don't have the military circulating in and out every time the president changes. So there's continuity within the military, which is good. But even within the agencies like the FBI and the CIA, the agents and the officers, they stick around. They don't switch in and out when the presidency changes hands. So there is continuity in those agencies. Now, that said, we do want some continuity. We want to make sure that there is a stable hand at the top. But it's not that there's going to be sudden chaos just because the person at the top changes in and out, and we may have a bit of a delay because the line officers are still there. They're still doing their jobs. They're going to show up. They're going to do their jobs.
When it comes to senators, and I'm thinking of Joni Ernst from Iowa, I think it is. Is that where she's from?
Yeah.
With Pete Hegseth and the governor, the president, President Trump, is still wielding or wearing some long coattails, right? I'm trying to think of what metaphor I want to use here because people are still terrified of getting on his wrong side. Accurate?
Yeah, that's right. And the way that we would generally put it is the first period of a president's term, we sometimes call that a honeymoon period. And during that period, there's a lot of deference to the president, particularly in the president's own party. You add to that the unusual nature of a former president having non-consecutive terms. Donald Trump is obviously very popular with a lot of the Republican base, and in particular, Joni Ernst is sort of a part of that of President Trump's base. So she's going to be a little bit more deferential anyway, just because she is kind of a part of that part of the party. She had expressed a little bit of reluctance, but in all likelihood, she's going to vote to confirm. I don't actually expect many more nominees to be defeated or withdrawn. We had the interesting process with Matt Gaetz, who then got swapped out with Pamela Bondi. And I think that was sort of the big drama. I would not expect much more.
So when it comes to the president's power, does it extend beyond the midterms of 2026 and threaten the primary people that oppose him? And are the following 2 years going to be the same? Because you got the whole, for people that don't know, the whole House is up for election every 2 years, a third of the Senate every 2 years. And that means the midterms coming up in 2026.
Yeah, that's correct. So after the 2026 elections, he will be in a lame duck period, is the term that we use. He probably will not have all that much power. He may have some just based on whatever his popularity is. But to some degree, his power will be waning unless he manages to maintain some particularly strong grip on the opinions of Republican voters. But we have no idea what's going to happen over the next 2 years. And one of the things that we have learned over the last bunch of years is that events can change very quickly in the course of American politics. If public opinion turns strongly against President Trump, then his power may wane within the Republican Party. Otherwise, if he maintains his support within the Republican Party, he may retain power. I remember the fact that he lost the 2020 election, but he retained a significant degree of influence within the party, even out of office. But that was based partially on the expectation that he was going to run again, he was going to get the nomination again, and he may come back into the presidency. But in a lame duck period, that may not happen, particularly if events turn against him.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:21. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We'll talk about people that are looking forward to a Trump administration, people that are fearing a Trump administration. I'll tell you my thoughts. We'll get the professors when we return. 622 now, traffic, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Monday is Inauguration Day. President Trump takes the oath of office and becomes the president for the second time, his final term in office. Professor, for people that are either excited or worried, I saw somebody, I forgot who it was, that said they're not going to let Trump get into their head this time. And I that's kind of the way I'm looking at it, as nothing's going to shock me. Nothing's going to get me outraged anymore, because I know what to expect going in. Right. I mean, what is the saying about if you do the same thing over and over and expect a different result, then you're nuts. You'd have to be nuts to think this Trump administration is going to be different than the first one. Thoughts?
Yes, that's exactly right. We have a data set with which to predict what will happen. The data set is his first term, which means that for those who are expecting the greatest period in the history of the United States, well, I mean, if that's what you thought of his first term, okay. For those who think it's going to be a disaster and the world is going to collapse, the sky is going to fall, well, did that happen the first time? There were good things and there were bad things about his first term, and we can use his first term to predict. The great thing about America is we have limited government, which means that the role of the presidency is pretty limited. We don't have central planning. The president doesn't flip switches and press buttons to control every bit of our lives. And that's a great thing, in my opinion.
It's never as good or as bad as you think it is, no matter what it is in life. When you go back and look at it at the time, it seems terrible or it seems great. Then you go back and look at it. I thought I go back and there's some things that I thought was great, and I look at it and it's like, well, that was okay. And there's some things that I thought were terrible, and I look at it and it's like, well, that was okay. And I think people need to just relax as President Trump begins his second term. Would you agree, Professor, or not?
Yes, I would agree. The point is to understand that, as I said, the power of the president is limited, which means that there's a lot that he simply cannot do. And the volume just gets turned up because that's what he does. He makes a lot of noise. He's also ideologically very strange because he doesn't have a whole lot of ideological commitments. He changes his mind a lot. He's unpredictable. There's some bad elements to a president who is unpredictable. But also pay attention to the fact that Congress is very closely divided. We have a very narrow Republican majority in the House. We have no idea exactly what that means, but the ability of House Republicans to pass any legislation will be very limited. We'll see how Mike Johnson can handle this. There is a narrow Republican majority in the Senate, not enough to overcome a filibuster, and there is no likelihood of a nuclear option to eliminate the legislative filibuster, which means that any action is going to be limited to some fiscal policies under budget reconciliation and whatever Trump thinks that he can do through executive orders. But that's still very limited. Limited government means the president does not control our lives. And that's a great thing. That's America.
I think the President Trump aligned himself with a lot of ideologies to get elected. But I don't think he's really ideological driven. I think he's pragmatically driven. There are things he wants to do, but I don't know that he's really attached to any ideology, really one or the other strong, other than business related and tariffs. Do you?
Also immigration.
Immigration. That's true. That's a good
point. Immigration. That is his real commitment.
Absolutely. And I should have brought that
up. We don't know what he can actually accomplish on that.
But I think a lot of social issues, people think, well, he's ideologically attached to him. I don't think he is. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back, talk to Larry Carter, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers, about Louisiana's teacher crisis right now. Time for WWL First News.